Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knee Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert T. Kiyosaki is a groundbreaking book that has challenged and changed the way tens of millions of people around the world think about money. With perspectives that often contradict conventional wisdom, Robert has earned a reputation for straightforwardness and courage. He advocates the importance of financial education through the story of two dads. His father, Poor Dad, and the father of his best friend, Rich Dad. Both dads taught him lessons about money that would shape his life. Rich Dad, Poor Dad isn't just a book about money. It's about how we perceive and act with money to generate wealth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of financial education. Financial education is a central theme in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Kiyosaki emphasizes that being financially literate is more than just earning a high income. It is about understanding and managing your money effectively to accumulate assets. He distinguishes between assets and liabilities, noting that rich people acquire assets, while the poor and middle class often accumulate liabilities thinking they are assets. The book contends that financial education is neglected in traditional schooling, and thus, it's crucial for individuals to seek knowledge on finances, to achieve financial independence, and build wealth over time. Secondly, the power of mindset and wealth creation. One of the key insights from Rich Dad, Poor Dad is the power of mindset in wealth creation. Kiyosaki discusses how his rich dad cultivated a mindset of abundance, which contrasts sharply with his poor dad's scarcity mindset. The rich dad sees opportunities in every challenge and focuses on investing in assets that generate income. Conversely, the poor dad's mindset is about clinging to job security, prioritizing savings, and avoiding risk, which inhibits wealth creation. Kiyosaki argues that to be wealthy, one must think like the rich, considering investments and business opportunities rather than just a steady paycheck. Thirdly, the difference between assets and liabilities. Rich Dad, Poor Dad stresses the crucial difference between assets and liabilities, a concept that forms the foundation of building wealth. Kiyosaki explains that an asset puts money into your pocket, such as investments, rental properties, and stocks, while a liability takes money out of your pocket, such as a mortgage, loans, and other personal expenses. Many people mistake liabilities for assets, leading to financial strain. Understanding and applying this distinction is key to financial success and is a lesson that Kiyosaki learned early from his rich dad. Fourthly, the importance of creating passive income. Kiyosaki advocates for the creation of passive income streams as a way to achieve financial freedom. Passive income, as opposed to active income earned from a job, is money earned with little to no ongoing effort. It is the key to wealth because it allows individuals to earn money even when they are not working, freeing them from the time for money trade. Through strategic investments in assets such as real estate, businesses, and income-generating securities, individuals can build a portfolio that provides steady ongoing income. Rich Dad, Poor Dad illustrates that achieving financial independence is possible by prioritizing and cultivating sources of passive income. Lastly, the role of entrepreneurship in wealth building. Robert T. Kiyosaki emphasizes entrepreneurship as a vital component to achieving financial success in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He illustrates through the persona of Rich Dad that owning a business is one of the fastest ways to accumulate wealth and assets. Entrepreneurship is not without its risks, but it offers the potential for significant returns in the creation of assets. It encourages innovation, risk-taking, and resilience, qualities that are essential for financial growth. Kiyosaki argues that by developing entrepreneurial skills and starting businesses, individuals can leverage their efforts to gain financial independence and build lasting wealth. In conclusion, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert T. Kiyosaki is a valuable resource for anyone looking to understand money management, wealth building, and financial independence. It is particularly insightful for those starting their journey towards financial education, entrepreneurs, and anyone who seeks to break free from the conventional, paycheck-to-paycheck lifestyle. Through the contrasting teachings of his Rich Dad and Poor Dad, Kiyosaki offers practical advice and principles that, if applied, can profoundly change one's financial life for the better. The book underscores the importance of mindset, financial education, making savvy investments, and the pursuit of passive income. If you aspire to elevate your financial understanding and pave the way for financial freedom, Rich Dad Poor Dad is an essential read that can equip you with the knowledge and strategies to achieve your financial goals. If you would like to support Robert T. Kiyosaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.